We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, the second appearance from Taylor Swift on Jeff's Top 100. Is this it?
No, of course not.
More Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and she'll be up high.
Interesting.
Low number.
Interesting.
Low, low number.
Max, thoughts? Taylor Swift, you can't argue.
Two more Tay songs, and one
that
of them
one's
is
style
low.
From Taylor Swift. 869-1240, a few more minutes left in the show. Wanted to get you to our poll, the four finalists in our favorite pie poll. The four finalists are apple, cherry, chocolate cream, and pumpkin. And we got a heck of a race.
Well, they all won.
We've got a heck of a race.
Can I guess the race right now?
No, because you've already voted.
No, I haven't. I've not voted. I've not seen the poll. That's 100% honest.
Well, I'll say this. It's tight.
I'll say apple's leading, and then pumpkin. And then chocolate cream, and then cherry. That's my guess.
Apple 33, chocolate cream 27.
Wow.
Cherry 26, pumpkin 14.
Pumpkin. I thought the cult crew of pumpkin pie would come out in stronger force.
I love this contest we've had with pies. We got to think of how to. Maybe we'll do it with candies, and we're not only gonna pick the team name for the new Wichita baseball franchise. We're going to pick the favorite pie of Wichita.
Oh, that's of the 400 people that have voted, sure.
Doesn't this poll speak volumes?
It's a decent sampling, I guess.
Hey, retweet it. Get it out there. Let's get a bunch of votes. Tomorrow on the show, we'll announce the final results. If you're wanting to pump up pumpkin, you better get on this and get it done.
No doubt.
I wish you were excited as I was about things. I'm so excited about things.
Why?
I can barely contain myself.
Well, then go watch film with Ben.
You know what? I like Ben. How would you feel about coming to watch a game with me and Ben?
At Side Pockets?
Yeah.
I'd do it.
My friends may be around.
Yeah, I'd go to
Ben,
Side Pockets.
I think Ben would like them. That was
maybe.
Ben, I wanted to
Ben's
not
there
like,
to watch football. He's
I
not
wanted
there
to not like Ben's call. And then I thought to myself, if you have this kind of passion for something and you've broken down the numbers the way Ben has, that is awesome.
Well, I don't know if he broke down the numbers himself. He listened to others break down the numbers.
So now you're ripping into Ben.
I just want
it's
to be
amazing
accurate.
How how you can't accept anybody else's
I just want to be accurate.
Brilliance.
I just want to
as
be accurate on this
show. As a guy who's not
show.
Brilliant.
I didn't say I was brilliant. I'm pretty brilliant.
You imply it. You won't listen to any other opinions on the team name.
I will. I've told you, Reapers I like, Bobcats I like, but it takes more than hearing River Dogs or River Tornadoes or Tornado Rivers 3,000 times to get me to enjoy something.
If somebody could convince me that they could create a really good marketing campaign for the Wichita Linemen, I think I'm in. Of all the names I've heard.
That's a football position.
I don't care what it is. The Wichita Linemen.
Why don't we just name them the Right Wings then?
How many iconic songs have been written about Wichita? One. Why not?
Unfortunately, it's a football term. So if they if that was called the Wichita Point Guards, would, well, it's an iconic song, so we got to call them that.
I can't wait till tomorrow when I get Denise Neal and Mike Furches on this show and ask them about Wichita linemen.
And I get it's a different thing. It's a different level of prestige. But we've had indoor football in this community for at least four or five franchises that I can think of, and not one of them thought it would be smart to call themselves the Wichita linemen.
Probably haven't thought of it. But what do you think of linemen? In the few minutes we have remaining, you can get to me on Twitter, at Bob Lutz. You can call the show. I want a yay and nay now on linemen. And all it has to be, all you have to do, we're going to go through, if we get a bunch of calls, we'll go through them quickly, yay or nay. Okay?
By the way, the new GM of the 76ers is Elton Brand.
What, so?
So we breaking news there. I mean, that's weird.
Not breaking news.
He played for them like last year, so it kind of is breaking news.
I mean, it's interesting news. I don't know how breaking it is.
Played for somebody.
Rick, hello, you're on the drive.
Hi, Bob. Hey, a couple weeks ago I gave you the Wichita lineman, and you kind of blew me off, and I also gave you the Bobcats today, so I was kind of wondering, you might have had a change of mind.
Rick, in my opinion, both of those names are names I came up with. No, they're both good, Rick. I like them both. Congratulations. Okay. Lineman at first did not appeal to me, but I think it's starting to appeal.
The first thing you think of is Glenn Campbell.
Right. Now, the youngsters may not want that. Right, Rick?
Yes, that's true. They don't, right. They don't know Glenn. I do.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Tim's next. Tim?
Hey, guys. So isn't – I missed the part about maybe some of the context. Isn't lineman like an electrician term
right.
or something?
Right. Lineman. It's a lineman.
And those don't exist
anymore.
You work
on the line, man.
But – right. Okay, and then there's the lineman like manufacturing, and then there's also – it's a football term. So potentially confusing, I guess, my thought.
Are you confused by it?
I mean, I just heard about the electrician term lineman just the other day, so maybe that makes me a newbie at all this stuff. But
thanks, Tim.
Tim, there, a young voice, he's like, what?
I will say this. I will adhere to what the younger generation wants here. This is their team. I had my run. I had the Arrows. I was proud of it. Then I had the Wranglers. This is your team to name.
Thank you.
Not you.
No, I think you're my team.
Because Rockhoppers isn't going
to
happen.
I'll listen to other stuff, but until something exceeds Rockhoppers, then we're having an issue.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, I had one more idea before you guys go on the Bell team. I'm an old boy and Bomber fan myself, but anyway, the Air Capitals are Air Caps for short.
Okay. Well, Jim, I personally want to get away from the aviation theme.
Yeah.
And I understand we're in a city that prides itself on aviation. So I'm sorry I can't go with you on that. It may be something like Aviators that wins out here. I just I think that's not creative.
Yeah, as long as it isn't baby cakes.
Thank you, Jim.
Corey on Twitter says Rockhopper greater than lineman.
Who cares what Corey says?
Me now?
I couldn't care less. Corey, to me, is a fictitious person.
No, this is a guy in the community.
He may or may not exist. Oh, Corey Torgerson, my friend.
Yeah.
Sorry, Corey. You do exist. You're a hell of a guy. Eric, how are you?
Hey, great, guys. Hey, just a piece of history on the Bobcats, the Cessna Bobcats. That actually had to do with a Cessna aircraft, a twin-engine, rotary engine, called the Bobcat, cool plane. Even though they had a Bobcat logo, and the lineman, Jeff, listen to the song. It's not about a football position.
I know it's not about a football position, but it is a football position.
Everybody but you in Wichita is aware of that. So don't say everybody. No wide brushstroke.
Thank you, Eric. Couldn't have said it better.
I didn't say everybody anything. I said everybody knows what it's about,
but
it's still a football term.
Jeff believes he speaks for the community. He doesn't.
Lineman's a bad name.
Getting no run.
It's a football name, period. Whatever it's describing in the song, lineman is a football term.
Rockhopper's getting no run. None. And now you're getting upset about that.
No, I am upset about linemen.
We've been here for 2 hours today. Not one person has said anything positive about Rock Hopper.
No, three people have.
Final word, Jason.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I'm ready to kill somebody. No, I'm kidding, Jason. Well, what do you have?
Well, how about staying with a fish theme and calling them the Channel Cat?
Thank you, Jason.
Just immediate music. Poor Jason. Like, we got to go to break. Sorry.
That's it.
Hard out.
On that note, the Wichita Channel Cats welcome you to Lawrence Dumont Stadium for tonight's game against the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Back in a moment, Jeff will wrap up this edition of The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.